I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Finance and spirituality converge in A Kaddish for Bernie Madoff, a one-woman performance by violinist, vocalist, poet, and Torah scholar Alicia Jo Ravens. She'll perform it on Wednesday evening, March 8th at the UO's Herb Memorial Union as part of Schnitzer Cinema's In the Street series. It's paired with a panel discussion the next day at the UO called Betrayal and Unity, Law, Religion, and the Bernie Madoff Scandal. Alicia Jo Ravens joins me at KLCC. Thanks for your time, Alicia.
Happy to be here.
Well, a Kaddish is a Jewish prayer sequence, sometimes recited in a context of mourning. What's your definition of Kaddish in this case?
One of the things that sparked the piece was actually a misunderstanding I had with a friend's mother, where she had gone to services at a synagogue in Florida in a community where there were many Madoff investors. And this was soon after the scam was revealed. And I thought that she told me that the congregation recited the Kaddish for Bernie Madoff. And because he's still alive in that situation, it would have actually been a marker of excommunication. And it turned out that later when I called her back to ask for details, that hadn't happened. I don't know if I dreamed it or on some level felt that that's what should have happened. So I heard what I wanted to hear. But that was a spark for creating this piece. It led me to think about excommunication and to think about the idea of communal responsibility and communal connection and how we deal with a travesty that's committed by a member of a community.
And you spent a year then researching that scandal and interviewing Madoff's acquaintances. What kind of knowledge were you seeking in that research?
I think I was trying to understand how this could have happened. I assumed, along with many people, that he must have been using a very complicated equation that was on the edge of what was legal, as so often happens with Wall Street scandals and scams. And it wasn't. It was the simplest thing in the world. He was just had a Ponzi scheme going, and he never actually invested any of the money that anyone gave to him. It was just sitting in a bank account. And I was fascinated with the fact that someone could get away with this for 40 years. Where were all the people who should have known that his returns were mathematically impossible, the people who were actually experts? So that was one of the main questions that I was going after, along with the question of what do I do with this as a human being and as a Jewish person? How do I relate to this story?
Something happened in the last 100 years with ever more elaborate financial instruments, allowing us to make fabulous amounts of money from nothing. We start to believe it's possible to escape. It never could happen before, but now there's a way. We start to develop this unconscious faith that money can protect us from tragedy and old age.
People often wish to believe, and that can be true in the financial world just as much as in the spiritual world. So what kind of overlap did you find between spirituality and financial systems in developing this piece?
I found tremendous overlap, and it was endlessly fascinating to me, both the spiritual wisdom and texts from various traditions, Jewish and Buddhist and others, as well as the financial wisdom that I started to learn from my research and my interviews, is that cycles are an inevitable part of human existence, and any existence on this planet deals with cycles. And there is actually no such thing as transcending the ups and downs of these cycles that go on throughout our lives and beyond our lifetimes. And one of the things that Madoff was promising, actually his returns were not tremendously high. They were just very consistent. So they were sort of this straight 45-degree angle if you looked at the chart, whereas meanwhile, the stock market overall would go higher than Madoff's returns, but then it would also go lower. It offered a path off the roller coaster. I have a lot of compassion for that. I mean, it's a human desire to escape these ups and downs, which kind of are really challenging emotionally to go through. And yet what I found in the end was that spiritually and financially, there is no escape from them. And in fact, coming to peace with the cycles and with the ups and downs is actually probably the best that we can do. And that's a profound goal.
How did you begin to translate these goals and these financial and spiritual discoveries into creativity then?
Part of what drew me to the Madoff scandal was that at the time it happened, I was working as an artist on Wall Street because I had an artist residency down in Lower Manhattan, right in the center of the financial district. So normally I felt quite insulated from the financial world. But for this year, I happened to be commuting to work every day into the Wall Street area. And so it was very natural for me to take the environment around me and also take what was happening on the news and what I was finding in my research and translate it into songs.
My name is Evelyn. I was the credit risk officer at a major bank, which shall go unnamed. My job was to approve any funds the bank would use. Due diligence. One day they asked me to approve Bernard Madoff securities. So I tried to do an analysis. Due diligence. I couldn't get any information. Everyone said Bernie Madoff was the president of NASDAQ. Bernie's been in business for 40 years. How dare you ask?
In the charismatic leaders we seek and the people that we then tear down, we often see a reflection of ourselves. So is there anything else in Bernie Madoff that you see reflected that's within all of us?
When I sat down to create this piece, I was much less interested in Bernie Madoff and much more interested in the people around him, the system that allowed him to function for so long, and what went wrong with that. One of the things I found out was that a Ponzi scheme is an example of what scholars call an affinity scheme, where people prey on people who are like them because there's a natural sense of trust. And so I really wanted to examine what it is about us as human beings that is looking for security, understandably, and looking in a way for the Messiah, looking for someone who can allow us to transcend these ups and downs, to transcend these cycles, to transcend the idea of risk and loss and failure, and find this sort of messianic future where everything's okay all the time. So I think rather than there being a little bit of Bernie Madoff in all of us, in a way there's actually a little bit of Madoff's victims in all of us. And that's what I was most interested in.
Alicia Jo Ravens, creator of the one-woman performance, A Kaddish for Bernie Madoff. It'll be performed on Wednesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. in the Redwood Auditorium at the UO's Erb Memorial Union. It's part of the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art's In the Street Schnitzer Cinema Series. The next day, a related panel discussion will be held at the UO's Knight Law Center called Betrayal and Unity, Law, Religion, and the Bernie Madoff Scandal. For more information on the events and performances, jsma.uoregon.edu and aliciajoe.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.